For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Pulling vines is rarely easy, but it's especially tough when they keep growing back. In the South, the fastest growing vine and the most famous is kudzu. The iconic southern plant is an invasive species, though it was deliberately imported from Asia as a decorative plant. Tim Davis, Clemson Extension agent for Richland County, said it was also envisioned as animal forage and was promoted in the 1930s and 40s as a way to prevent soil erosion before it got out of hand.
And they really started backing off in the 1950s, largely because it wasn't doing all the things that they wanted to do. It wasn't doing a great job of controlling in places where it wasn't foraged on, that were kind of inaccessible. Then it kind of overgrew a little bit, and that's really kind of where the reputation came from. So it really didn't work out the way they thought it would or planned.
Since that time, kudzu has spread rapidly. Davis said that kudzu can grow a foot or more in a day, leading some to dub it the vine that ate the South. In reality, despite the fact that it grows quickly, kudzu's really not that hard to control, said Davis.
Chemicals work very well, and they have to be applied multiple times, so it's not a one-shot deal with those. If you don't want to use chemicals, it's really not even that hard.
Regular and repeated mowing will knock back the plants a good bit so that they will eventually be weakened, and then maybe it's easier to control them.
Dr. John Nelson, curator of the USC Herbarium, listed another method for controlling kudzu.
As long as they've lost all of their leaves, and they're going to be in a world of hurt.
Davis added the most natural way of curbing the plant's growth.
Even animals foraging on it fairly heavily will knock it back, and goats are great at that because they don't get tripped up in the vines, and they do a great job of knocking it back.
For those without mowers or goats and who don't like chemicals, Nelson said landowners must grab kudzu by the roots.
They're very difficult to dig up, but if you find the crown of the plant, that's what you got to dig up. And the crown of the plant is apparently sort of a hardened system of buds and new stems that arises from the central root mass. But if you don't get that crown out of the ground, it's just going to make more growth.
So is kudzu good for anything at all? A few things, Davis said.
They're using the vines for basket weaving and making crafts. The tuber is edible, like a potato, so it can be done that way. I've seen jellies made from the flowers and from the stems, and salads made from the leaves.
Even Nelson, who said it would be better if all kudzu were gone, found one thing to say for it.
And it is also good for the soil, it is true. That is, it, along with many other members of the bean family, is a nitrogen fixer so that it's able to produce nitrogenous compounds within special growths on its roots. And those nitrogenous compounds end up in the soil, so that's good for the soil, sure enough.
Davis said as only one of many invasive species, kudzu points to a serious problem ahead for the environment.
I think that invasive species are probably as big or bigger an issue than climate change. Climate change gets a lot of press, invasive species not so much. But if you look even as far back as 1999, they're estimating this to be, for the U.S. alone, $123 billion a year problem.
Davis views Asian kogan grass, which pushes out every plant in its path, as a much bigger threat than kudzu. He said as bad as kudzu is, there are many things that are far worse that we need to be much more concerned about. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.